What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in to the Big Foodies. BB Shea, Biggie, Matt. Big Foodies are presented by Marie Sharp's Hot Sauce. And as always, we're coming at you live from the Biggie's Marco's Kitchen Studios. And so today, I know that it's Lent, or Lent is coming up soon.
Oh, it is Lent.
So
am I the resident Catholic here?
I think you are.
Okay.
Yeah, not the, yeah,
this is perfect right. for Friday, so, too. We can't, if you're Catholic, you're not supposed to be eating meat on Friday.
There you go.
So there's a lot of wars going on in fast food, the chicken war, the burger war. And today we're going to make our final judgments on the chicken sandwich war. We got a plethora of chicken sandwich from various fast food restaurants.
What
today.
Do we have?
What do we have?
Fish sandwiches. My bad.
These aren't chicken.
My bad.
I think you saw like the crust.
I did. They look like chicken.
I think you want them to be chicken
I do.
So
I
bad.
Really do.
So do I.
I think these two do not want to do. Let me say this. These two, this was totally my idea, because I was like, hey, it's Lent, I'm Catholic, I've been eating these for years, let's go ahead and do a fish sandwich episode. These two, not happy about
Never
it
Never ordered
at
a
all.
Fish sandwich
I'll give you a peek
life.
Under the hood. When he suggests an episode, we both just say yes.
Yeah. Sure, why not? So,
well, I'm just saying.
It's fish sandwiches today.
Yeah.
So we're putting
you wanted the chicken wars, we're bringing you the fish wars.
That's right. Well, I would say chicken's coming.
It's coming.
We're waiting for everybody to get their chicken in the game, but
yeah,
don't you
right.
worry, that's coming. But on this Friday of Lent, we give you the fish sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And so since we're fish, whenever I think of fish, I always think of the beach. And whenever you're happy, the Big Foodies are brought to you today by the Berry Patch. It started out as a strawberry farm, only selling berries out of the back of a truck. Now they have this big, humongous strawberry structure that they sell ice cream out of. They sell their own produce out of. And it's right off Highway 220.
You cannot miss
now
it.
Now listen,
cannot
miss if it. You miss this strawberry, you should not be behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Absolutely not.
If you do not see this, you need to let someone else drive you to the beach. That's a problem.
And people
like
have been
that.
Telling us it's a... It's a tradition of theirs. Whenever they go down to the
oh, yeah.
beach, they always stop at the Berry mm-hmm. Patch. So if you're in the mood for some ice cream, some fresh produce, they make all their ice cream there. They make ice cream from their fresh produce, which includes strawberries and things like that, which what's better than some strawberry
and
ice
I
cream?
Started the tradition with my family last year on our beach trip. Now that we have a son, I'm like, let's start stopping
there
here for
go.
Ice cream. He
yeah.
loves it. And so, I mean, it's kind of self-serving.
Yeah.
I just wanted some ice cream. Some good ice cream.
Of course. That's how it always is.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to the Berry Patch. If you're on the way down, go check them out and visit their website, worldslargeststrawberry.com.
Perfect.
The Berry Patch. Okay.
Now
back to these fish sandwiches.
Now, let's dig in. I just like the fact that you guys... Now, I've assured them. The one thing is, like, Matt's like, I'm not a fan of fish. And I'm like, don't worry. Most of these aren't going to taste like fish.
Well,
it's not the fish you're thinking
I'll
of.
I'll say this, too. And I think BB Shea and I are on the same boat. I've never had a fish sandwich from a fast food restaurant.
Okay. Well, I have.
So. Never.
Now, let's start. We got to start with the Filet-O-Fish.
The Filet-O-Fish.
It to me was growing
up. The classique.
Up, yes. Now, if you'll notice, it's honestly the smallest of the bunch.
It is.
And
because the fish wars have kind of come where it's like trying to get a bigger, better
yeah.
fish sandwich.
I need something like flatter.
And here you go. Yeah.
And no disrespect to McDonald's. It looks the most artificial out of all of them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it might still be... I love it, though.
Yeah.
It's still...
I think it's the only one that puts cheese on it.
It is. It's the only one that puts cheese. And somebody pointed out to me the other day, McDonald's, way to think outside the box.
That's yours.
Oh, that's right. You guys are just going to have a bite.
We're going to cut all these in half, and you get that, and then we'll split the other half.
McDonald's is only putting, apparently, a half piece of cheese on there now.
Interesting.
That's for you.
Well done, McDonald's.
All right,
so this is the moment of truth for the Filet-O-Fish.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's has a good tartar sauce to me. Tartar sauce is key.
Has a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's on tartar sauce, or what is tartar sauce?
To
mayonnaise?
Me, mayonnaise. Other things are mixed in. I'm not 100% sure. It looks like a little pickle in there.
No one knows what tartar sauce is. Mayonnaise and relish.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's been so long since I've seen anything fish related, I figured I'd probably like fish
I'm
now.
Telling
do
you,
onion or lettuce on it?
Lettuce. Telling
are
you.
You sure those?
Yeah, it's just
like,
lettuce.
Yeah, a little onion.
But actually, I don't think there's any lettuce of any kind. I think it's just the tartar sauce, which might be. It is. It's just the tartar sauce, the cheese.
Maybe there's onion in the tartar.
That's got to be. But to me, the Catholics just, this is what the, if you're a Catholic, this is what you go to. Ate many of these growing up.
I remember a buddy of mine was Catholic when we were growing up. And I'm like, yo, man, you want to go get something to eat? And he goes, no, I can't. I got to go home and eat. It was Friday after school. I was like, what? He goes, I can't eat like regular stuff. I got to eat fish. I thought it was the weirdest thing, but hey, to each their own. Yeah.
Every Friday, I try. I fully admit I'm not a good Catholic. But I try still on Fridays to remember to not eat, you know, meat, eat fish. I remember maybe 2 out of all the Fridays. It's just so, you're like eating lunch and you're suddenly like, oh no.
All right, so what do we got here?
Who is this?
This is Burger King.
Now, I've never tried Burger King, so this is new to me too. Matt, what'd you think of the filet of fish? Handleable?
Pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Better than I was anticipating it being.
It's funny, people still, I think, just, you know, gosh, like my uncle loves filet of fish sandwiches. And I really think a lot of it has to do with it's been around forever growing up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because I went to go pick these up today, and at a lot of the places...
Biggs, I won't make you do the whole half.
No, I don't want the half. Yeah, I just want...
Here, just take a corner.
At a lot of the places, the fish sandwich seems like a signature item. Like it was something that they just
introduced. Take the corner.
Oh, well, I see.
Well, because it's the time of year.
Okay, I see. This has pickles on it. So I wonder if they go...
This is fish, tartar, lettuce, pickle. It tastes very Burger King.
Yeah. You know what it is? To me, the bun is very Burger King.
It's a Burger King bun.
Yeah. Okay. Not bad.
I like the addition of the pickle.
Yeah, the pickle gives a little something there. It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
I like the addition of the pickle.
I think what we'll see is the filet of fish is the basic of the basic.
Well, and I think... This tastes even less like fish than the Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, I got no fish flavor there for some reason.
Yeah,
this tastes just like breaded, bland chicken.
Yeah,
is what it which is like. What you want in a fish. All right, let's.
I thought that was pretty good.
Breading's good.
Yeah, let's do Wendy's next. They're the fresh cod, Atlantic cod.
Oh yeah, Atlantic cod,
panko crusted.
Yeah. We're saving the one I want to try, which is new from Popeyes. We're going to do that one last.
Yeah.
I'm just going to rip it. I mean, at this point.
Just give it a rip. A rip and a cut. I think I've had this before. I see theirs does have cheese to it, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They have cheese. They have pickle.
Pickle, lettuce.
All right. Everybody grab what you want there.
Just give me something close by. I'll just take a bite. Nope. Awesome pickle.
This smells more spicy. Maybe it's the tartar.
I like this fish a little better than I like Burger King's.
I just took like a dab of just like the tartar. It tastes like a tzatziki sauce. Like a Greek yogurt with a dill, kind of.
This is crunchier. This is a crunchier fish.
We use a panko crusted.
Yeah.
This one, to me, of what we've had, has the most real fish flavor. Like, I feel like I could... Like, I like fish tacos. I like fish sandwiches.
Yeah.
So when I do go to the beach or go somewhere... Beachy, I like to get fish tacos. This has actual fish flavor to me.
That was really good.
See? I feel like chicken. I feel like a chicken sandwich.
I don't know why. Fish.
I'm getting fish. Or I'm getting chicken.
I really like that. I'm surprised by these, man.
Here, let's do...
We'll get Arby's next. Arby's.
I think they have the best looking one.
Yes.
In my opinion.
I will say... I enjoy Arby's fish sandwich. They really do a good job with it.
I have not had anything from Arby's I did not like.
Yeah. Arby's does a really good job.
And somebody recently shared a little post with us about an Arby's hack.
Oh.
That you go in and you order mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
You ask for a side of
bacon?
Cheese and bacon. and then you drizzle ranch on it, and you have loaded mozzarella sticks.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So that's
genius.
A thing.
Absolutely.
I'll let you. You want the big?
I think yes.
Arby's feels more gourmet.
Arby's is very.
You got the shredded lettuce.
They have the biggest piece of fish, I'd say for sure.
Definitely the thickest fish. I'll just try some of the fish here.
Theirs is pretty basic. I like it.
The sauce is really sweet.
It's got the sauce, it's got lettuce, it's got fish.
It's a much sweeter sandwich than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that sweetness, I think, comes from the bun.
Is that King's Hawaiian?
You might be able to, but it's not the standard. Edit that out.
Fossey, cut that, please.
Damn.
You like that? It's Baird approved.
You got the growl of approval from Baird.
See, this hasn't been as bad as you all thought it
would be. No, I was expecting much worse.
I might like fish now. I don't know.
Now, keep in mind, we are having it in the best way possible. Breaded and deep fried.
Yeah.
How's that looking there? This one I can say, because it's new, I have not tried. This is the Cajun fish from Popeyes.
I'm excited if it's going to be legitimately like Cajun.
Well, not to go too into the chicken already, but I know for a fact you boys love Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I'm a fan of it.
I'm a fan of it, yeah. I can't say it's my favorite, but I'm a fan.
Hmm. I guess we'll get to that. I guess we will get to that, won't we? So this is Cajun fish?
Yeah, this is just, it looks...
Popeye's does fish. A thick pickle.
I was going to say, I see pickle.
If you haven't got one,
I don't have pickle in there. Yeah, okay.
Popeye's is a thick pickle.
Oh, the breading like looks Cajun. Oh, yeah.
You like that?
That's Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
There's spice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the pickle. I like the pickle on the fish sandwich as a rule. It kind of cuts through. Unless you have a real pickly tartar sauce. Because I think there's pickles in tartar sauce.
I'll tell you, that is truly a Cajun piece of fish. That is seasoned.
It's the traditional Popeye's breading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man.
Dang.
Wow.
That is a good... That is a good fish sandwich.
That's really
there.
Good. All right. I'm surprised.
I must say, I'm pleasantly surprised by all of this.
Same.
I came at a fish hater. I'm now a fish...
Okayer.
I can appreciate fish
okay-er.
Now.
Okayer. I'm a fish okay.
I don't know what my favorite would be. Come back to me on that. I don't know.
Bix?
I really enjoyed this Cajun fish. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Arby's is my go-to favorite. This, I would say, man, that's different. Very, very good. That Popeyes is very good. And, you know, I still love the Filet-O-Fish.
I was going to say, my personal favorite that I had was the Filet-O-Fish. There's something to that classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's the what you think of. I liked something different. This sounds like I'm pandering to all these fast food places, whatever. There was something different at each of them that I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arby's had, like, the bread. The Cajun-ness of the Popeyes was great. I liked the simplicity of the Filet-O-Fish.
See, I think I like the Arby's. Because it's a big piece of fish. Like, yeah. I like the thicker piece of fish.
I like the crunchiness of Wendy's.
Yeah. Wendy's, to me, had a lot of good fish flavor.
The Burger King one was slept on, too. That was
That's
a good sandwich.
Yeah.
That was the one that we tried that both of us were like, okay, I'm starting to warranty the idea of a fish sandwich.
The Cajun was great. I gotta say Arby's was my favorite, though.
The Arby's to me, I love their piece of fish that you get. Yeah. A big piece of fish.
Yeah.
Although Popeye's coming in strong with that. That was really good.
That's a very different experience.
Yeah.
Than the rest of these. Like, the rest of these are in a category, and then the Cajun. It's like fish sandwich, Cajun fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different sandwich. Totally agree.
Damn.
Well, boys, there you go. Happy Lent.
Yeah.
Happy Lent.
Cheers.
let's give away a Big Foodies prize pack.
We'll go with Marco's Pizza.
You want to go with Marco's Pizza? Okay, let's go Marco's Pizza this time. Comment on our Instagram.
Yeah.
What your favorite fish... Tell us what your favorite fish sandwich is.
Yeah, doesn't necessarily have to be from a fast food restaurant.
No, you can make your own. So, again, thank you to our sponsors, Marco's, The Berry Patch, and, of course, our presenting sponsors, Marie Sharp's Hot Sauce. Thank you guys so much.
Wow. That's awesome. Wow. It's the hot sauce sounder. Wow.
And we will see you guys next week. We are the Big Foodies.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Friday. That means that it's time for the Big Foodies. We're coming to you live from the Marco's Kitchen. You guys stress me out, bro.
Save this. Save this for the blooper reel. Save this for the end. Put this at the end.
No. Like, I just know y'all are like, wait, he's
I'm not thinking that.
I won't even look. No. Just look. You do it again. You ready?
This will be over. All right. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Three,
hey,
two.
Hey.